Lee sent him off. He went back into the stone house feeling much better. The old man had been a good soldier for too long. You cannot worry about Ewell. And then Lee thought, but sometimes I have seen it happen. A man loses part of himself, an arm, a leg, and though he has been a fine soldier, he is never quite the same again. He has lost nothing else visible, but there is a certain softness in the man thereafter, a slowness, a caution. I did not expect it with Ewell. I do not understand it. Very little of a man is in a hand or a leg. A man is in his spirit, and he has that in full no matter what part of his body dies, or all of it. But, Lee thought, you may not understand. It has not happened to you, so you don't understand. So don't judge. He was a good soldier. He is not Jackson. Jackson is gone. Not entirely gone. Jackson was there today, watching, and Ewell sees his eyes. But you cannot blame him for not being Jackson. You must make do with the tools God has given for the job. Richard Ewell, Old Baldy, and his ridiculous horse. Lee went back to the rocker. Midnight came, and he had not yet slept. Headquarters grew steadily more still. Lee thought again of Rooney Lee, wounded, and prayed for him. There was no time for a letter to his wife, that troubled woman. He closed his eyes and thought of Meade, out there gathering the army. John Reynolds was dead. He prayed for the soul of Reynolds. And in the morning, this is the great battle. Tomorrow or the next day, this will determine the war. Virginia is here. All the South is here. What will you do tomorrow? No orders were out. Now he was alone. It was cooler. Taylor came and tucked a blanket around his knees, and Lee did not argue. He was drifting off. Longstreet would be up in the morning. Pickett would be up by late afternoon. In the afternoon, all the army will be here, and we will hit them. We will hit them with everything and drive them right off that hill and send them running back down the road to Washington. If Stuart's cavalry. He woke briefly. Without cavalry in the rear, no victory would be complete. Should we attack before Stuart comes? And if he comes with tired horses and weary men? If he comes at all? Don't think on that. Lee closed his eyes and let himself fall into the bright dark. For thine be the kingdom and the power.